Yes.
Yes, sir.
Another episode.
Another episode, boy.
Coffee and Cash Flow. Did you miss me?
Yeah, I tell you.
That's not like, well, what was that guy? Varnell Hill on Martin. He was back when it was Tommy Davis playing a character. He would come. Did you miss me? Right. So we're excited today. We've got a hot show, Anthony, and we have a special superstar guest, Dr. Michael Carter.
That's right.
You know,
Dr. Carter, how are you? I know you can't. I can't hear you, but you can hear me. But it's fun.
Doing great.
And we've got to thank our sponsors, Instashore.info for all of your healthcare needs, My Virtual Docs, you know, for all of the small business owners and folks out there that are looking for more healthcare coverage, true healthcare coverage, right? Anthony, when we think about these high deductible HSA plans that are, they really don't give you anything. It's what Chris Rock talked about is it's in case something happens.
That's right.
Right? It's in case something happened insurance. What we're talking about is giving you affordable coverage day one for your family that you can use on a virtual level that includes mental health in the moment, mental health, free pharmacy program that includes free diabetic medications, including virtual primary care and more. Right, Anthony? So we want to My Virtual Docs, Instashore.info. And we cannot forget our new main man.
That's right.
The folks at MyPillow. Let's hear that commercial real quick. I like to hear that commercial. Let's see. As they say, like the healer, here you go.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
And the promo code, again, Anthony,
is what? Really simple. Coffee.
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 You can't miss that, right, Dr. Carter?
You cannot.
You cannot miss that, Dr. Carter. And for those who didn't get the promo online, MyPillow.com/coffee, the toll-free number is 1-800-889-0742, 1-800-889-0742. Get up to 66% off.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Especially as good this stuff is. Steven, you still got to bring my stuff.
I still got his box, Doc. I'm like, I'm still holding on to his box.
He's enjoying his pillowcases, his blank, his sheets, his slippers. Where's mine? My wife called me and said, "Where's my stuff at?"
Right.
I said, "Steven got it hostage."
And the worst part about it, it's a big old box. They gave us like a care package for just being a part of what they're doing, and we're excited about it. And I've been meaning, I was supposed to bring it last week. I didn't bring it this week, Doc. So I'm just being delinquent on my brotherly responsibility. So
yes, you are.
I will hold it against you. Don't worry.
Oh, and for the rest of those folks that are, we've got new advertisers coming on next week, Anthony. I want to give them a sneak preview. We've got a veterans donation company that's coming on that simply allows folks to donate vehicles for our vets, which is really, really, really needed. We've got some air flight opportunities, Anthony, that are local, low-cost air flights that you can only get through this organization. So you can't go to those other sites. This is some really, really low-cost stuff. And we've got more. So looking forward to that, bringing those folks on next week. But let's get into it, Anthony, because we've got Dr. Carter here. And folks, as you're listening all across the country, we want to thank these folks for listening and being a really, really big supporter of Coffee and Cash Flow. But we want to get into the cup.
Mm.
And my cup.
Run it over.
My cup run over this morning, and we're going to call it Healthcare, Are You Aware?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you see, I just put that there. It just came to me.
He's good. He's good at rhyming, I tell you that. He should have been a singer. Oh, you were.
Yeah,
you?
I was. Yes. I had a record deal. If you guys don't know, you can look me up, but you got to look at Stephon Crawford. You got to Google me, as they say, right? But we've got one of the leading experts in the world of functional medicine, and one of the guys that was a big part of the book on Alzheimer's and writing and talking about cures for Alzheimer's. There's a cure for a lot of things in a natural way, and so. But a lot of us are shunned, or the doctors that talk about it are not necessarily given the same platform, we would say, Anthony.
That's right.
That some of these other folks are.
That don't mean mainstream, right?
Right. So we want to welcome. His bio is so long, I would get tired trying to say all of this bio, Anthony. But he is a 3-time award-winning doctor. He's a board-certified anesthesiologist. with 36 plus years of experience. He's transitioned to metal aesthetics. He's weight loss specialties. He has been at the forefront of the functional medicine space for quite a long time, and working with soft tissue explorations and all these other things that are just so needed. He's a chief medical officer for Clinicians Advocacy Group, in addition to being an advisor and one of the board founders for Health Revival Partners. He even got his Phi Beta Kappa going, and he's an academic honor society. The man graduated magna cum laude. I graduated, thank you, Lordy, Anthony. So when he graduated from the great University of Morehouse College in Atlanta, finished second in his class, magna cum laude.
Oh, right? Wow.
Yes. Bachelor of Science degree in biology. So we're talking about a literal walking brain, right, Anthony? And so he's the corporate medical director of Real Health Clinics as well. He's just a good friend of mine and a friend of the show, a friend of also to folks that are thinking about doing things a better way. That's why we call this show Healthcare Be Aware.
That's right.
Let's give a warm, rousing welcome for Dr. Michael Carter. What's up,
well,
Doc?
That was quite impressive there.
You heard our audience.
Right? So, Doc, I want to go right into it because, you know, these shows are not as long as we want. I just want to get people an understanding of what is functional medicine and what makes that different from traditional medical care.
Well, functional medicine really is going at the root cause. And, you know, while traditional medicine is, you know, needed for, I would say, the true benefit for the vast majority of individuals in traditional medicine, it's more for acute care than, say, chronic care, because the chronic care of individuals is really all about diagnosing and then putting someone on
medication, right.
And it's really about addressing the symptoms rather than determining why that symptom is expressing itself.
Mm.
So you have diabetes, you have high blood pressure, whatever, you have gut issues. Well, why do you have those things rather than just starting with a medication to suppress those symptoms? And that's where functional medicine, you know, comes about. And we really look at, you know, things that aren't traditionally unearthed, things like food sensitivities, metal toxicity, mold toxins, you know, all of these different things that really play a role. Subacute infections and how that's defined, you know, a lot of people have heard about Lyme disease, but it's fairly common, more common than most people realize. And there are a whole host of other, you know, infections like that that can influence our overall health. So when you dig deep, you know, to unearth these things, then you can really institute a whole lot of holistic ways, change of diet, the optimal supplementation to adequately address these and reverse the vast majority of disease syndromes out there.
Wow. I mean, that says a lot. He's talking about the ability to address something at its root core, Anthony. And that ability is what we don't really look at, where traditional medicine sort of takes the almost the reactionary sort of approach. You would say, right, Doc, it's more reactionary,
yeah,
instead of being pro cautionary and working at the core root of getting folks well. One of the things I saw on here as well, it says that, you know, you worked under Dr. Dale Bredesen. Could you tell me a little bit about, and I know your partner, Dr. Thomas Lewis, is an immunologist and virologist, I'm assuming. And so what is this program that you guys worked on in terms of Alzheimer's treatment? Because that is something that has really been a debilitating disease and illness for many folks. My good friend of mine's mom recently succumbed to at least 20 plus years of dealing with dementia and Alzheimer's. And so she passed away. And so how is that looked at in terms of your program? What are you guys doing that's making such a difference? And And I think there was a book that was written also, right?
Yeah. Well, Alzheimer's, unfortunately, now is probably like the third leading cause of death. And, of course, the main problem with that, of course, beyond, you know, its debilitating memory effects, is it doesn't kill you quickly, just like you said. It's a 20-year journey.
Right.
So, and it's difficult on the patient and difficult on the family.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, there are millions and millions of people with Alzheimer's, and even young people are getting Alzheimer's. We even have 40-year-olds getting Alzheimer's.
Wow.
But with the book that, so Dr. Dale Bredesen wrote the second book, The End of Alzheimer's, Dr. Thomas Lewis, he's a medical scientist. He's out of MIT and Harvard.
Right.
And he got his PhD in the chemical engineering arena and so forth. But he and his colleague wrote the first book, The End of Alzheimer's, about 12 years ago. And his colleague at the time was an ophthalmologist at Harvard, and found that eye diseases such as glaucoma, mm-hmm. and macular degeneration had a great degree of propensity to progress in some individuals to Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So he was way ahead of his time, 25 some years ago, connecting the dots between eye diseases and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
Wow.
And that was obviously a turning moment to really say to people, well, if you have these diseases, you really want to look at a deep dive approach, because, of course, with glaucoma, traditional ophthalmologists would just put you on eye drops and surgery to keep the pressure down. With macular degeneration, depending on the type, especially the wet type, they would do injections in the eye. But again, it's just addressing the symptoms. So why do you have glaucoma? Why do you have macular degeneration? Well, there's some insidious inflammatory process going on, whether it's from your diet, whether it's from these infections, whether it's from heavy metals or mycotoxins or what have you, that's driving this. And then Dr. Dale Bredesen, who is out of UCLA, he's a neurologist, he actually wrote the second book that really delineated things into categories, so six different categories. And it is a bit of a more layperson-friendly book, his book. Mm-hmm. And I was one of the first 300 doctors that was trained by him. And the six categories are enumerated like this. Type 1 is inflammatory. So, again, anything that causes inflammation, could be diet, could be infections, you know, could be environmental things. Type 1.5 is due to diabetes, type 3 diabetes of the brain. Another huge cause, and of course we have an epidemic of diabetes now, and that's pushing people toward that Alzheimer's realm. Type 2 is low hormones, so low testosterone in men, low estrogen in women, low thyroid hormone, low cortisol levels, like adrenal fatigue, problematic. Type 3 is toxic. So that can come from heavy metals like mercury or lead or aluminum. All of these things are, you know, ubiquitous in the environment. We all have a different degree of capabilities of detoxing this. Mold. Mold is everywhere.
Wow.
People live in moldy houses. People work in moldy buildings. And about 25% of the population is very, very sensitive to mold. This can push you down that pathway, which is a huge cause of young people having Alzheimer's. Type 4 is vascular, so low blood flow due to, you know, coronary artery disease or vascular disease that you have calcium buildup or, of course, cholesterol, the bad cholesterol building up in the walls of the arteries that decreases blood flow. And then type 5 is traumatic. So traumatic brain injury, whether it's from sports or accidents or what have you. So all of those categories, you know, again, it's that deeper level where you can look at addressing those and potentially reversing those syndromes. And the earlier you get to someone, the better chance you have of actually turning them around.
Well, you know what, Doc, this is such vital information. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're not going to let Dr. Carter go yet. Doc, just before, I want you to go, but I want to make sure people know how to reach out to you because you gave a lot of great information. Where can people go and reach out to you before we go to commercial break? I want you to stay with us, though, because I want to talk about, we're going to do something a little different today, Anthony. We're going to bring the boiling point in next because I want to talk about Mr. Anthony. We're not talking about Anthony Skinner. We're talking about Mr.
Anthony Fauci.
And we want to talk about the current state of what's going on with him and his health and just the current state of what's happening with COVID and the new variation of things as they're talking about now. The CDC just said monkeypox has been elevated to level 2. So it's just something constantly happening in our world. But, Doc, please tell us where folks can reach you and please stay on.
Oh, sure. So the Real Health Clinics with an S.com is the website that's more dedicated toward Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia. And then healthrevivalpartners.com is the website that pretty much covers every other medical issue from diabetes to high blood pressure to autoimmune conditions and all of those things.
So Real Health Clinics, plural, .com,
yep.
And Health Revival Partners, plural, also, folks, .com. Dr. Yep. Michael Carter is one of the leaders in this space. If you haven't heard it, you've heard it here. And he'll be back on quite frequently on this show. We believe we'll have him on. And Anthony will have headphones then so he can hear what Doc is saying.
Yeah, exactly. That's okay.
So let's play one of our commercials. Again, we want to thank Instashore.info. We want to thank My Virtual Docs. And MyPillow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
And that discount code, again, is what is it, Anthony?
Coffee. Really coffee. Simple, just the word coffee.
Just coffee. We'll be right back after this commercial break. We're back. Anthony, we still got Dr. Michael Carter on, and folks, he had a lot of information that
definitely
folks remember. HealthRevivalPartners.com, Health Clinics. What is it? Health Clinics, Doc?
HealthRevivalPartners.com and RealHealthClinics.com.
Real Health Clinics. That's a key word, guys. So get it. But we're doing something a little bit different today. We want to get into the boiling point early, Anthony, because there's so much going on, and there's news that our nation's infectious disease leader is currently COVID positive.
After being triple boosted?
Triple boosted. He got more of a booster seat than our children got. So after being triple boosted, there are some things that I'm going to say that Tucker Carlson came out with, and I watched, he did a really, really good job talking about, his question was, Anthony, does what Fauci's COVID infection means, and his question really wasn't even a question, more of a statement, should he apologize? So one of the things he brings up is, you know, he mentions the 60-minute interview back in March of 2020 when Dr. Fauci, this is not conspiracy, folks, is... something he actually said, right, Anthony? What does he say?
When people are vaccinated?
Right.
They can feel safe?
They're not going to get infected.
That they're not going to get infected?
He also said that you didn't have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Back in March of 2020.
Yeah.
So, and there's so many other misstatements, and they said to follow the science, and But the thing about science, Doc,
science changes all the time. Right. What is science? It's a moving target.
So you got to follow. So, Doc, I mean, obviously, you and I have been talking about this pandemic. I'm going to be kind on the show.
Right.
And we've talked about this. And the worst part about it for me and all of this is the families that were separated, isolated, and grandma couldn't see her grandchildren.
Literally died in the hospital because they couldn't see their relatives. Come
That's
on,
exactly
girl.
Right. So, Doc, I know you have been able to treat patients, and you can speak a little bit about this, but this whole concept of following the science, you should really just say follow the money. This is my opinion, folks, because the one with the biggest pockets and the loudest microphones are the ones that have been able to speak the most on these subjects. And so, Dr. Carter, being a functional medicine doctor, Doc, what is your thoughts on obviously some of this COVID stuff and then how you've been able to kind of combat and treat some of these patients over the last who knows how long?
Well, I mean, with what's happening with Anthony Fauci, you know, happens to pretty much everyone that has taken the vaccine. So we now know that the vaccine is at best minimally protective for a relatively short period of time, maybe 2 months, maybe 3 months, still under debate. But if we give it the benefit of the doubt, perhaps. But we know that the antibodies wane quite significantly over the ensuing, you know, 4, 5, 6 months. And then it makes you more vulnerable. So having to subject oneself to getting a vaccine every 4 months, every 6 months, or what have you, is, I think, problematic. And not a lot of people are going to want to do that. Further, it is showing in individuals that it is actually decreasing the strength of their immune system by, you know, reducing the number of natural killer cells. And that's problematic because, yeah, the natural killer cells are your frontline warrior, so to speak, even before the antibodies kind of come into the picture. Mm-hmm. So you really want those natural killer cells to be nice and robust so they can go out and gobble up the viruses. Well, you know, we have seen that after, you know, this shot, that a number of people have a decline in that natural killer cell function, which is not only problematic for, you know, attacking viruses, but also for, you know, evolution of various cancers. And we're seeing numbers of people with new diagnosis of cancer or those who have been in remission having it come back. So that's quite concerning. And of course, you know, I take care of a lot of long COVID patients and post-vaccine exposure patients and so forth, and help them along that journey. But it can be a difficult one. We're still, you know, this still is incredibly new, and we really don't know the long-term effects of this. Of course, we see a lot of very short-term and immediate effects that aren't so good for some individuals.
And I think you bring up a great point. Doc is talking about he's been treating long-term COVID, Anthony, and some of the effects of even the jab, as we say, that it has affected people. And the problem that I've had with all of this is that they've always talked about it was so effective, and they just basically said, oh, yeah, you get it and you don't have to worry about any long term results. Well, I never understood that logic, because if something is still in experimental
stage, how do we know the long term?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And in fact, all these pages that they just released about the experiments or the trials is coming to light. Yep. And they would have held that for 75 years.
Right. Right. Yeah. And think about the myocarditis. We were trying to tell people these things. There were things that I never understood how you can mandate an experimental. First of all, there's something called the Nuremberg Code, which says it's not allowed to do that, right? And so I never understood how it alienated so many people who just said, oh, just listen to them. You're a conspiracy. Like, it's affecting people's health, right? Yeah. There's the, what is it, the VAERS doc, the reporting yep. agency that had all these reports that the media would not talk about at all. They wouldn't speak on it. And I'm yep. like, you guys right. don't mention myocarditis or pericarditis and some of these other issues that are now they're coming out with reports, things that, Doc, we've talked about off the line, Anthony and I have talked about, that there are youth and kids out here that are suffering from the effects of this thing. So is there any hope, any change, Doc, with some of these things that you see that you could be able, you could assist some of these folks that are listening to the show that have been affected by the vaccine?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, they can contact me and I can help them through the process. Of course, everybody's different. There's no blanket protocol, shall we say, to address this because, you know, everyone obviously has their own different underlying, you know, medical conditions and so forth and sensitivities and allergies. So it does have to be personalized for that person. But yeah, it's it is quite concerning what's going on out there. And at this point, with the Omicron and its various variants and so forth, it does appear to be quite mild. And at least at this point, we've gotten through the worst of it. You know, the Alpha and Delta variants were, you know, problematic for, you know, a good number of people. But, you know, everywhere you turn, someone is, you know, having a positive test, you know. But the vast majority of those individuals, it's pretty mild. And whether they're vaccinated or unvaccinated at this point, because that the evolution of this virus at this point seems to have gotten to a level where it's not really challenging the immune system as aggressively as the earlier variants. But the, you know, the long COVID has been quite problematic for individuals after, you know, getting COVID and still having fatigue or, you know, the whole host of things.
Right.
Tinnitus, brain fog, you know, there's a whole list of things. And very similar for those individuals who've taken the vaccine as well. And some quite a bit more serious, but a lot of those can be addressed with varying degrees now of success, shall we say, because, again, it really kind of depends on where you are, how many symptoms you have, and all of these different things. But, yes, definitely if those individuals are experiencing these things, definitely reach out to me.
And one of the things you said earlier, and we're going to go to a commercial break, and we know we're not going to keep Dr. Carter here for all day. But one of the things I thought was interesting is that, you know, when he talked about if you take this COVID that you won't have to get infected anymore, Anthony. But when you read it, that, you know, what Tucker was talking about, he basically said that he's saying Dr. Fauci told us that Pfizer had made something far more impressive than your own body. He's saying Pfizer was smarter than nature.
Mm.
So and natural immunity was a joke compared to the COVID vaccine. I mean, he says. And this is what Fauci actually said. This is his, in quotes, there may be the need for yet again another boost in this case, a fourth dose boost for an individual receiving the mRNA, and then the issue of vaccines actually, at least with regard to SARS-CoV-2, can do better than nature. You want to make sure people keep their mask on. Now he's talking about keeping the mask on. And he had people double and triple masking at one point. I mean, how are you supposed to breathe?
You know, what is the major problem here is that you have people like Dr. Fauci that forget about the basics of life. And I know Dr. Carter in here, I can't really hear him, but I know he's talking about the fundamentals of diet, exercise, and environmental things that affect everyday life. And you're telling me right now that you, in a lab, has created something that's greater than what nature can do, you're already blaspheming against nature. So at the end of the day, what has happened to science is we become almost like what we do with the digital world. You know, we create this world around us that we feel we are the gods over it. And we're greater than whatever is going on in this world. And so diet, exercise, and the things that are important that go out the window, now we use chemicals to fix everything. And that's what's wrong with this generation, because everything's being fixed by chemicals. If it's not sweet enough, we'll make it sweeter. If it's not, you know, salty enough, we'll make it more salty. That's just how we answer everything these days.
That's a great thing. And, Doc, we've got to get ready to go to another commercial break, but I want to make sure that people can reach out to Dr. Carter for just not only if you've had long COVID, but just in terms of your general functionality of your body and getting back to the natural things, naturopathies that we need to be involved in understanding of, right? And so make sure you guys, realhealthclinics.com, healthrevivalpartners.com. And, Doc, any other parting words before we go to commercial?
Nope, that's fabulous.
So, guys, Dr. Carter will be on with us. We may have him on once a month if he can, if he'll grace us with his presence. But, folks, this is extremely vital, and we're saying that, listen, if you took the vaccine, great. If you didn't take it, great. But we're just saying to you, we can't just keep listening to these talking heads that keep changing up their stories every other week, you know, and then they just say, well, science have changed. But people have been telling you about this information that you said was misinformation. But now it seems to be the information that everybody needed in the first place. So so this is Coffee and Cash Flow. We want to thank our sponsors again. MyPillow and the promo code MyPillow.com is
coffee.
We want to thank My Virtual Docs, MyVirtualDocs.com. We want to thank, you know, we want to thank Real Health Clinics, you know, for being a part of what we're doing. And Dr. Michael Carter and Health Revival Partners. And we want to thank Instashore.in. Of your healthcare needs. Doc, we really appreciate having you on the show. We look forward to having you again.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks, Doc. We're going to go to commercial break. We'll be right back after this message.
We're back. Great segment.
Great segment. Hopefully the folks that listen to us will are still on, Anthony. Are they still tuned in?
Yeah, I think so. I hear them.
You know, we have a lot of folks that sometimes are, you know, people that don't understand how our program is. Our show is about freedom of speech.
That's it.
Independent thought and doing your own research and not allowing people to dictate how you think.
We go against the grain because you know what? It takes, you know, the sad thing is that if you had somebody, you know, they talk about a yes man. If you had a yes man in your life, you would never know when you're going wrong. Somebody has to give you some opposition.
That's right, Anthony. So, and for the folks that are now hearing about all these new sponsors, they're calling folks and they're jumping on board. So if you're still sitting around on the fence and thinking about advertising or not advertising, well, MyPillow is here. The other folks are coming. We've already got commitments from, what, four other organizations that's joining us, Anthony?
Yep.
And so the opportunity to be a part of this national audience that are listening to Coffee and Cash Flow with Stephen and Anthony is 1-800-306-5086. 1-800-306-5086. Give us a call. Anthony, we're going to go right into the Mocha Minute. Beep, 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 beep. I still don't have my effects, y'all. I'm sorry. I just don't have the time.
We're going to upgrade here.
We're getting ready to upgrade, and we're going to be on camera, so you folks are getting the chance to. Now, that's Anthony's fault. Now, I'm bad at, I've been wrong in not bringing his box.
Oh, yeah.
but Anthony is a digital and data. He's just a genius in certain areas, so, guys, so that's Anthony's cup. He's got that down. So
we're going to be on video. Go ahead, July. Get ready for it.
Right. Let me start working out now. Let me start doing my sit-ups right now. So, because the camera adds weight.
Better call Dr. Carter.
Right, right. So, well, signs of even tighter purse strings. On the heels of May's retail sales slowdown, data suggests that there are more signs Americans are cutting back. Really?
Really.
People are beginning to tap the brakes on travel, eating out, and services per the Washington Post. U.S. flight bookings took a 2.3% hit in May compared to the previous month. Based on Adobe Analytics data, travel and restaurant spending, which has been up more than 30% compared to last year, has slowed by half, according to Barclay. The spending putback is now concentrated in services instead of goods based on credit card data. Well, Anthony, with gas prices as sky as high and inflation as sky as high, are we surprised that people are cutting back?
Not surprised at all. You know, I just found out something that there is only one airline I pretty much left that doesn't charge for luggage.
But yeah.
I think all of them are starting to charge for, even some of the mainstream that we had considered. I think, I'm not going to call the name, but maybe there could be a sponsor on here. Southwest, any case. But, you know, definitely, you know, people are cutting back and companies are cutting back.
Yeah.
Because it's costing them.
It's costing them. And in terms of that, is pay cut for better job quality? Product managers are most willing to take a small pay cut in return for non-cash benefits like more enjoyable work. It's 47%. Better work-life balances, 44%, or a greater sense of fulfillment at 39% when compared to workers in other job functions, according to LinkedIn's latest workforce confidence survey. They follow by those working in research, purchasing, quality assurance, and education. Entrepreneurs are least willing to take a pay cut. Oh, that makes sense. And nearly half of all respondents wouldn't take a pay cut for any reason. Anthony, we're not looking for a pay cut. We're looking for a pay increase.
Exactly.
Why would an entrepreneur
take a pay
cut?
We're not looking at sitting in somebody's job for the longest.
Right.
I was telling my wife this the other day. She was saying, why do I feel this way when I go to the job? I said, honey, because you got that entrepreneurial spirit.
That's right.
We don't like being in a punch clock situation.
No, it's a different... It's hard to do when you're used to being so independent.
Absolutely.
Well, Anthony, apparently, is there a solution for the homelessness crises? Over the past decade, Houston has cut the number of people who are considered homeless by 63%. More than twice the rate of the rest of the country. Must be a nice place to live. No state taxes, and they got less homeless. This is according to the New York Times report citing federal data. How has America's fourth largest city pulled it off? By moving its most vulnerable straight into apartments instead of shelters, while convincing a coalition of local and county agencies, corporations, and nonprofits to row in unison rather than see each other as rivals, piecemeal approaches and big business oppositions have scuttled similar strategies in Seattle and San Diego. Shout out to Houston. We'll be there probably soon enough. Inspired by Houston's housing first strategy, Atlanta, what's up, ATL, adopted the same model, and its unhoused numbers plunged by 40%. Lastly, Anthony, this was right up your alley.
Well, you want to save this to my segment, but
let's
you can
save
go
it for
ahead.
Your segment. And so I will do the last piece of this. Bosses mull no-cost health coverage. Come on, folks. Why do you think we create? Well, I didn't told y'all what it is. So that's a My Virtual Doc's answer. So the ongoing labor shortage has prompted some small businesses to consider sweetening their health benefits, including offering no-cost monthly premiums. According to Inc. reports, the average U.S. worker pays $1,200, almost $1,300 toward an individual premium. Wow. And roughly $6,000 toward a family premium each year. By bringing that out-of-pocket cost down to zero, employers hope to attract better talent who will stay longer. Anthony, that's exactly what My Virtual Docs is created to do. If you've got an individual premium for your employees at less than $100 a month, Anthony, what employer who runs a successful business can't necessarily pay that for their employee?
Exactly.
So now you give that employee access to virtual primary care and everything else. So that's why that was created to be that sort of incentivized. For folks out there in this small business arena or even a large arena where you can offer them more coverage. Anthony, I'm going to go right into your retirement, your coffee break, because I really want to hear what you got to say about the coin we were going to talk about.
Oh, yes.
I was going to talk about this kind of briefly, Anthony, just looking at some of the things you need to think about in retirement, and we'll give you a quick answer of how we can help you. Home and living expenses. You've got to think about that. Your housing, food, and utility bills are all regular expenses you can expect to continue paying during your retirement. So you need to take the time to come up with an accurate projection for each of these. And don't forget to factor in the largest inflation in the almost feels like recorded history.
Oh yeah, pretty much is.
Right, I
mean, this is worse than Carter years.
Come on now, Jimmy crack corn. Hey, I don't care.
We're having gas lines. You know, it's funny. I went to the gas station today. And I'm just gonna. This is just offbeat. Went to the gas station. I found $4.37. We were like, whoa.
Where'd you find that at? That's what I
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. And so, and I got an additional 5 cents off because I keep my app on me.
Oh.
So.
Smart.
That was a pretty good. So $3.32. And I was joking with the guy next door and he was like, man, this gas station's making a killing. And they are, because guess what? Nobody's seen. You're happy to see $4.32.
That's not amazing. You're happy to see $4.32. Wow. Think about that. Speaking of the next one, taxes. Mm. We keep telling you guys this about taxes, and I've talked about this ad nauseum. Your money that's in that 401k is not yours.
No.
Uncle Sam gets his cut.
A significant cut.
A significant cut. The broker-dealer that's charging you these fees is getting their cut.
Yep.
So think about that. So consider income taxes, property taxes, and your taxes, as we said, related to your investments. Third, healthcare. Should have used that one for last because that's going to go right into Anthony's part. But that has it's the biggest expenses to expect in retirement.
It is.
Medicare premiums and out-of-pocket payments are important budget line items, yes. Right? Long-term care.
And I'm going to just pause you right there. People think that Medicare, that you're not going to pay anything when you retire, you're going to pay.
Right.
The government is not going, there's no re-Medicare for all.
Mm-mm.
That's a dream, okay?
That's right. That's a good point, Anthony. And long-term care, as we grow older, long-term care might become necessary. Purchasing long-term care insurance can help with the cost, but it's wise to prepare for out-of-pocket costs as well. Emergencies. Things happen, right? The children move back home. Right. And now you've got to worry about that. You've got an old home that's now having all these costly repairs. So what are you doing about that? And many of you have only planned put away money in that retirement account associated with your job. You don't have any outside plans. And lastly, Anthony, the fun stuff. You got to set money aside for vacations. That's why we're bringing on one of these advertisers, Anthony, that is going to be a low-cost airline, folks. You got to get back out. We got to fly again. We can take the mask off and fly again.
That's it.
Until the CDC decides that monkeypox elevates to level 4. It's coming. Just know it's coming. Right?
Oh,
so,
goodness.
Anthony, the solution here is, for me, is quite simple. We talked about this before, and I'm just going to go back to the CD. Right? The CD right now, the 5-year average on the CD is 0.36%. We have a product that it can be completely tax advantaged. That's another word for tax free, by the way. It will pay you a minimum of a 2 or 2.5% a year. It's liquid in year one. We call it, people who have money, what we call lazy money. If you got money in these CDs that are earning absolutely nothing, or in your savings account, and right now your bonds are even really, really struggling. So there's some smart bond alternatives that we can talk about that you give us a call about. And this is available. This particular product is available for anybody ages 18 to 85. It has upside potential with no market risk.
Mm-hmm.
So you folks have just taken a beating. I have a friend of mine I've known for a long time, and I heard him complaining that he went from, listen to this number, Anthony, $125,000 he had in the market. Down to, I think he told me it was down to $40,000.
Wow.
He lost kept all, it on aggressive. He just stayed in there being aggressive. And I'm like, dude, you got to understand. So, Anthony, I'm going to make this special offer to the first 5 callers that have $250,000 or more saved for your retirement. It wouldn't necessarily go in this particular product I'm talking about, but we have others. Give me a call. I will personally run an income gap. Anthony and I will personally run an income gap analysis report and show you how your life savings can create a dependable and sustainable income in retirement. This is a complimentary and there's no obligation. Also, for those same 5 callers, we'll receive the movie, Baby Boomer.
Right, Baby Boomer.
Complimentary, right? On behalf of Stephen and Anthony. Anthony, we got to go into more coffee, please, and Anthony, because, man, We got like 10 minutes left in the show.
Man, it's so much going on in the market today. And, you know, as you would say, you know, as a senior, you'd feel very uncertain. We are in uncertain times. Inflation, recession, you're hearing all of these buzzwords coming up. Mm-hmm. And now you're looking at the crypto market and you're looking like, well, I thought there was hope in the crypto market. I'm going to defy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Anthony. Let me tell them the number again. I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
So you can't give away the book. You can't call if you don't have the number.
That's
so
right.
So 1-800-306-5086. 1-800-306-5086. Go ahead, Anthony. I'm sorry.
That's right. So, you know, today, you know, we have experts that are saying that the crypto market is going to zero. I am going to defy all the negativity that you're hearing about the crypto market and let you understand this. I want you to do this. This is a little homework for you.
Right.
Go online and you want to look up the pricing chart. So you want to look up the chart for Bitcoin. Let's look at Bitcoin. Now, Bitcoin is just, of course, only one of the cryptocurrencies, but it's the one that's kind of looked as a gauge.
Yeah, it's the benchmark, like the S&P.
That's right. Yes, definitely. So what I want you to do is look up a Bitcoin chart, and I want you to look at all the up and down movements of the chart. And you would see that even on the chart, the Bitcoin chart, you will see that it has always taken a dip.
Mm.
Okay? It has always taken a dip, significant dip, before a significant rise.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how things happen in the crypto market. Will it drop to $10,000 a coin? I don't know that. I wish I had a crystal ball.
Right.
But I could tell you that right now, just the other day when I was looking at it, I presume maybe 18,000 could be the bottom and then shoot up again. See, what happens here, Bitcoin and cryptocurrency.
And by the way, Anthony told me about Bitcoin to buy it at 2,000.
Yes.
I did. I listened.
So we did. We made some money at the 2,000 level.
Right.
And then it shot back up. And guys, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
Here's the deal is Bitcoin shot up to 60 something thousand dollars just by 2020. I believe it's the end of 2020.
Mm.
What's really significant for you to understand is this ride is going to happen. What happens here is people get into this recession period, and what's going to cause it to rise? This is just my opinion. Everything I say here, it's not financial advice. It's just our opinion. What I've seen is that as we go through these recession times, people are going to, you know, hedge their stuff in some of those cryptocurrencies, and that's going to cause those currencies and the demand for them to rise. And I presume, and I think a lot of experts can tell you this, within the next year or so, we will be in a recession. If you're not paying attention to some of the things going on around you, housing sales are starting to slow down, interest rates are going up, the cost of food, the cost of transportation, the cost of everyday life is going up. So it's going to become harder and harder. And if you don't notice all these, if you look at your city, how many apartment buildings are you seeing going up?
Right.
Do you think they're just building those to sell? They build apartment buildings to rent.
To rent.
So that means they're expecting, these corporations are thinking 5-10 years ahead, that they're looking at a significant number of people that are going to downsize from their house and go into real estate. In fact, I'm personally going into real estate because there are some opportunities there as well. But I will tell you, rent is going to go up, which it has already done. It's already tripled within the last 2 years, thanks to our president.
Mm.
And people say, well, does he have the blame? Well, he's an economic threshold. But in any case, that's just my opinion. We're looking at a downturn in the environment. And if you're not ready for it, it'll catch you by surprise. If you're already not getting some money out your home, if you're not already taking advantage of, I would say, low interest rates, you've heard this over and over, you may be heading to a time where interest rates are going to be too high for people to borrow. So my name is Anthony Skinner. Listen, give us a call, 800-306-5086. let's sit down and discuss your plans. Even if it's cryptocurrency, whatever it is you may be thinking about, let's sit down and have a word. Because again, diversity is the answer. It is not just one size fit all, especially in this day in technology where things are changing over and over. You want to be prepared. And so we want to prepare you for what's coming. The market has just lost its, what, last week, one day drop. Guys, we are getting ready to go into a recession. And if you're standing back, just waiting and hoping doesn't solve the problem. That's like gambling.
That's right.
Okay?
We know the house always wins.
The house always wins. So go ahead, Stephen, back to you.
So, folks, you heard it here first, 1-800-306-5086. Give us a call. It doesn't matter where you are. If you're listening to us, we're licensed there. So just understand that we can help you. We'll sit down. We'll give out the book. Anyone, as I said again, has $250,000 or more in your retirement savings somewhere, you'll get the free movie, and we can sit down and give you a gap income gap analysis that we talked about. We're going to go to commercial break. Again, we want to thank Instasure.info. We want to thank MyPillow, and the promo code is
Coffee.
We want to thank My Virtual Docs, and more coming. We'll be right back after this last commercial break. We're back.
We are back.
We're back. I almost lost my voice, but we're back. So, folks, we're going to introduce a little bit of we've been talking some heavy stuff, and we've been talking about, you know, health and retirement and the recession. So we want to introduce a segment that is a little new. You guys are all, you know, love the What's in Your Cup. We'll come back with that next week. But we want to call this a little latte. Right, Anthony? A little latte is what we need right now. We need a little levity, right?
Yes, we
something
do.
To lighten your load. So for those folks who are aware of the famous group, The Temptations, right? Anthony, I'm going to give everybody a little quiz. Since y'all so smart, five members were in a group called The Temptations, all of whom were named Paul, Eddie, Blue, Otis, and David Ruffin. Two went to see about David. Three saw Eddie leave off stage. One went to Blue's funeral, and five plus saw Paul drunk. How many came to see Otis? Ain't nobody come to see Otis. That's a little latte, folks. Ain't nobody come to see Otis. So, Anthony, you know, again, folks, 1-800-306-5086, Instasure.info. We want to thank My Virtual Docs, MyVirtualDocs.com. We want to thank, oh, you know what? We got time to hear that commercial one last time since it's such a short, in-your-face commercial.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
That promo code is coffee.
That promo code is coffee.
You can't forget that, coffee. Right. Send it to your family.
Send it to your family all over the nation. Up to 66% off on their items. Anthony will get his box, I promise y'all.
Yeah, I'm getting it today.
Anthony, any final thoughts?
Well, you know, again, you know, don't believe in despair. You know, what we talk about in this show is hope. And hope in diversification, hope in educating yourself on what you need to do.
That's great. That's very well said. Very well said. And we want to thank Dr. Michael Carter and Health Revival Partners, RealHealthClinics.com for being such a voice of, you know, reason in this crazy world we're living in right now, Anthony.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's like I'm just waiting to see the horses and the apocalypse riding down the street. That's all I'm waiting for next. Like, it's it's just getting crazy and crazier. So,
yeah.
But I just, you know, but folks, there's got to be some hope, and we just hope that this is something that I can, we, that people who are looking for the change will take up. So I'm going to give you this last piece that we try to do every week on this show, and we've got some great, smart people that are listening and responding. But I'm going to leave you with this, Anthony. You can give a person knowledge, but you can't make them think.
Mm.
Some people want to remain fools only because the truth requires change. This is Coffee and Cash Flow, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.